At this time, I want to introduce, we have a very big schus of introducing the Morda Asra, and we thank the Morda Asra, Rav Shulman, for his gracious support of the Kollel, serving as the Achsanya to our Kollel.
It's Rabbi Jolti. It's Rabbi Jolti also?
It's coming soon.
Okay. Anyway, I'm not going to speak at any length. Rabbi Jolti is going to be speaking, and we have to see him himself. I just wanted really just to express Hakar Satayev to the Olam for what you're doing for the shul, and Hakar Satayev to Rabbi Levine for what he's doing for the Olam. We read in the Parsha that when Miriam Hanavio had Saras, so the pasuk says, "V'ham leinosa adi osif Miriam," that the entire Bnei Yisrael waited the week until Miriam was able to rejoin them. And Rashi brings from Chazal that this was a repayment, it was a hakar satayv to Miriam for having waited for Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a babe, and he was in the fatos and basuf, and he was in the basket. And v'teisatzov achosim erochik, the pasuk says Miriam Hanavio waited. L'das ma'ay also, what's going to happen to Moshe Rabbeinu? So now the entire Bnei Yisrael, they repaid her for that waiting by, in turn, waiting for her. So I once said, what's the why? I understand that they had Akaras and Taif to Miriam, but why is it that it was specifically at this juncture that the Rebbeinu Shlom found the opportunity that she should, and Klai Yisrael found the opportunity to express Akaras and Taif to her for what she had done so many years before for Moshe Rabbeinu, especially since she was being punished now for slighting Moshe Rabbeinu, for speaking critically of Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is this dafka the appropriate time for this expression of Akara Sataiv? And I thought that the answer might be, at least one answer might be, that certainly all of these years Bnei Yisrael had understood that Miriam had they owed her a debt of gratitude. She had saved Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was their leader. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who had taken them out of Mitzrayim. He was a great man. He was a Novi. He went up to Har Sinai, brought down the Luchos. They understood that for saving Moshe Rabbeinu, they certainly owed Miriam a great debt of Hakaras HaTayiv, and no doubt in the past they had found ways and opportunities to express that. But now, in the aftermath of this episode of Miriam and Aaron, they discovered that Moshe Rabbeinu was in fact far greater than they knew, because it was now that the Ribbono Shel Olam had told Aaron and Miriam, and no doubt everybody else found out about it, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not like an ordinary Navi. Klal Yisrael thought, even Aaron and Miriam, who had thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, the same way they're Navim, same way other Navim are our Navim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the same, on the same plane. And now the Ribbono Shel Olam told them that it's not true. Loichen Avdi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was far greater than you are. You can't measure him with the same yardstick that you measure other Nevi'im. So Klal Yisrael now all of a sudden gained a new, much more profound understanding of the real stature, the true stature of Moshe Rabbeinu. So now that they understood more deeply how great Moshe Rabbeinu was, so commensurately they had to have a greater Hakaras HaTayiv to Miriam for having saved Moshe Rabbeinu. They had thought all these years that Miriam had saved a great man, she'd saved a Navi, but they hadn't realized that she had saved not just a Navi, she had saved the Isha Likim. So they had to, their debt of Hakaras HaTayiv towards Miriam all of a sudden became redoubled, it became greater, and so they had to now again express a new and replenished, a refreshed kind of Hakaras HaTayiv to Miriam. Since this Chabur has begun, we've had Hakaras HaTayiv to Rabbi Levine for what he's doing, for the effort that he puts in, but with every passing Siyum, each time Ma'ala makes a Siyum, and it's not just Siyum, but the Siyum really on formidable material, on areas and of Torah that usually one would think are reserved for, you know, for Talmidei Chachamim, for Chas Erevin, you know, Sfarim Ksuvim, Ezra, Daniel, Nehemiah, hard things to undertake, and not things, you know, if I was saying I really am impressed just by the audacity of taking on this kind of material and doing it, and really the Olam must be growing a tremendous way by learning this kind of things. So with each passing Siyum of this nature, we have a new appreciation, a redoubled appreciation for what it is that Rabbi Levine is doing for the Olam, and therefore our debt of Hakaras HaTayiv grows and grows with each Siyum, and each time we have to express it anew. I think that this Chabur really, it's really engaged in an enterprise, this Chabur and other Chaburs like it in other shuls, really in the enterprise of being machzir atar liyoshna, of recovering a value, recovering an idea that has perhaps been eclipsed. We've become so Americanized that we've forgotten about it. In America, in American culture, you know, time is divided between work and leisure. And that's basically the way your day is divided, the way your career is divided, the way a person's life is divided. Some of the time goes to work, some of the time goes to leisure, and the proportion between work and leisure, of course, changes as the person goes through life, and retirement is entirely devoted to leisure. And that's the basic division. Of course, that's not a Jewish concept at all. In the Yiddishkeit, time is divided very differently. We don't divide our time between work and leisure. We divide our time between Torah and Derech Eretz. The Mishnah says, Yofa Torah and Derech Eretz, Shekiyah Shneim Shachachas Oven. In other words, by us, the dichotomy is not between work and leisure. The dichotomy is between work and Limud HaTorah. Some of a person's time goes into work, into making a living, and the rest of the person's time goes into Limud HaTorah, and that fills up the day. Leisure is time a black hole, but the person's time is divided. Torah and Derech Eretz, and that concept, that's how we look at the world. And this is really the one of the things that's special about this enterprise is that it's a step towards recovering that idea that if a person has time that's not devoted to work, so where should that time go? It shouldn't go to playing golf, it shouldn't go to playing cards, it shouldn't go to stam leisure, but it rather should go to the other side of the other side. If, you know, if it's not Derech Eretz, then it should be Torah, and Torah on a high level, and it's at least a beginning towards recovering that idea. So anyway, I want to again express it's really very chashuv for the shul that we're able to have such a chabura in our midst, and so I want to wish the Eilim a great yeshkoyach, and you should continue, all of you together, to go mechayel el choyel, and to do us proud, and hope to be able to celebrate many more such siyumim with you. Shkoyach.